And Awiloan, I'm Sabrina Spencer with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. After a four-year hiatus, the Kitimat General Hospital Foundation is holding their annual gala at the Kitimat Rod and Gun Club, sponsored by LNG Canada. Cynthia Medeiros, the executive director of the Kitimat General Hospital Foundation, spoke with CFNR about the upcoming event and the hopes that funds raised from this year's gala will hopefully alleviate the financial strain and bring in much-needed and appreciated equipment to the hospital.
My name is Cynthia Medeiros, and I'm the executive director at the Kitimat General Hospital Foundation. The Kitimat General Hospital Foundation, for years, had a gala. It was normally in the spring, and it was a gala that we held, and it's sort of the major fundraiser of the entire year for the foundation. The fundraiser was obviously not happening during COVID, and so it's taken us a little bit to get it back up and going, and this will be the first one we have since COVID. Our focus, and as we get back to things, has just been on really just making sure the priority is on staff wellness and taking the level of care above and beyond here at the hospital. So the money that we're raising, it doesn't go to, you know, the everyday things that should be supplied by Northern Health that everyone should have on a daily basis. This is taking the level of care in the Kitimat Hospital above and beyond, trying to make sure that people don't have to travel out of the community as much as possible to have services or to have surgery or tests or anything like that. Another really important part is to make sure that we're providing an environment at this hospital where the staff, the doctors, the nurses, you know, the support services, everyone that works here feels safe and feels like they are working in an environment that's rewarding. We have a big list that we're fundraising for. One of the items is a CT scanner for the Kitimat Hospital, and we have to buy the CT scanner, a lot of pieces that go with it, as well as renovations for the room that is required for it. A feel-good one for staff is that we're trying to raise money for coffee supplies for staff for 1 year here at the hospital. We're trying to raise money for a wireless TOCO monitor for maternity. We have quite a few items that we're looking at regarding mental health, so items for Horizon Health, two e-bikes, a fast flow fluid monitor. Another item is just finger puppets for KGH and for the Heisla Health Center, and we're also looking for another negative pressure wound vac for community health. Our digital imaging department, which is really strong within our hospital, is looking for some positioning chairs for pediatrics, and so they're just special immobilization units that they use when they're trying to take x-rays of children, and it's just more helpful to get the best picture that we can. And then on acute care, we have a lot of residents who are basically in acute care waiting for a long-term care bed, or they're here for a longer time. We're looking for what's called a snoozle-in cart and activities, and this cart is essentially an activity center that would be used by our recreational therapy department. We have other items like a fridge for the acute care staff, a storage shed for Mountain View Lodge, and another big item is in Mountain View Lodge, which is our long-term care home. They're looking for new furniture to be in there. So we've got not quite enough chairs for all of the residents, and staff is having to pull chairs in and out of rooms when people come to visit.
With the difficulties of healthcare in northern BC, Medeiros hopes that bringing in much needed equipment will help recruit and retain doctors and nurses into the area.
Retention and recruitment in the hospitals is a problem, I think, all over our province, but definitely in the Kitimat Hospital. And so all the pieces that we're looking at and everything that we're trying to do is, you know, we've really just sat here and talked to the staff and talked to them as much as we can to make sure that we're getting the pieces that they think are most important to us. We know that we've had doctors come to this hospital to either like do coverage, or people who are students who are soon to become doctors that have come to the hospital, and they've come in and said, you know, and the CT scanner is one example. They've said, you know, we don't feel safe working in a hospital that doesn't have a CT scanner, because if someone comes into this hospital right now with certain conditions, we have to send them by ambulance to Terrace for a CT scan. Although on a good day, that's a 45-minute drive. We all know that what the highways are like, and it's not always just that. And so it's concerning. You know, it's concerning also when the CT scanner at the Terrace Hospital maybe goes down and it's not functioning, or it's not working for a few days and it needs to be fixed. Well, now we've got to take that person all the way to Prince Rupert. You know, it's very concerning that the CT scan is, it's an important piece. And so, you know, our staff is saying we can't retain or recruit a doctor to this hospital, or even nurses, when we don't have these really critical pieces of diagnostic equipment that they need. speed that they're used to having and that they're trained on. And so we're really trying to look at pieces that are taking the level of care just to a point where we can help to recruit and retain staff at our hospital to make sure that they feel like they're working in an environment where they have all the things that they need to have. And that's just really important to us. And that's what our focus is just really listening to our staff, listening to what they need and what they want.
Medeiros tells how and where donations to the foundation can be made, as well as tickets to the gala.
The gala is on Saturday, September 23rd. Tickets are $100 each, and that includes a glass of champagne as you come in, as well as a fully catered dinner and entertainment. It's at the Kitimat Rod and Gun Club. We also are providing safe rides home, and that's coming from First Canada Transit. The dinner is catered by Civeo, and the whole event is being sponsored by LNG Canada. And so they're paying for the whole night for us and sponsoring that. We're so grateful for that, so that everything else can be going towards the hospital. And it's going to be a great night. And we are working so hard. I can tell you right now, my office is just bustling with our staff and volunteers, just really trying to make sure that we're ready and that we have the best night possible for everyone to come and to have just a really great experience. And hopefully to just really, just be ready to bid on some great prizes and to do the 50-50 and, enjoy a few cocktails and get home nice and safe and just have a really fun night while we raise money for probably a very important piece of our community. You can purchase tickets online. It's www.kghf.ca. That's the Kitimat General Hospital Foundation website. They can also go online and make a donation on there, or they can call us at the office, and the number is 250-632-8348, and we can get them tickets whether they want to drop cash off or send an EMT. We can come see them if that works best for them. So they can get a hold of us here. Our email here at the office is info@kghf.ca.
This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.